All right, we get to visit with this guy from time to time. He's very high profile member of the Jones family because he is always in the Jones owner's suite at Cowboys games, standing behind Jerry, sometimes sitting next to Jerry. We see him at training camp, see him all over the place. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is the grandson of Jerry Jones, Spalding Jones. Hi, Spalding. How are you?
Hey, musers.
How's it going?
No, 4-1, 4-1. How about that? Woo!
Yeah.
We're doing it without that old gym teacher-ass Tony Romo, man. 4-1.
Okay, now, what do you have against Tony Romo?
Oh, Romo, man, I'm so done with him, so freaking done. He was always all pissed at me if I would steal his car from the parking lot at Valley Ranch, start doing donuts, and one time he got all mad at Mommy when Mommy made Jason Garrett let me take practice snaps under center with the ones all week before the Green Bay playoff game for my 17th birthday present, man, and he's just all over my ass about this and that for this BS, and just an old whiny bitch, man, and now his time is over, all because of me, the ball star. Yes?
All because of you?
Oh, yeah, man, I don't know how this hadn't gotten out, but F it. Romo's senior tour ass was hurt way before that Seattle game, man, because last time he was talking down to Spalding, it was out of the store. I put on that Bob Lilly uniform they got on display out there, and I full-on form-tackled that old bastard in the cafeteria while he's carrying a plate of fajitas. Yes, sir? Put my crown of the helmet right in his fragile lady back.
Oh, my gosh.
You took snaps with the ones the entire week
before the Green Bay game.
Romo will look a little rusty in that playoff game, and now you know why. And now you know why his ass is on the bench.
So you were the cause of his injury.
Oh, Jody, I've been the cause of so many Cowboy injuries in recent memory, you would not believe it. See, little known fact about the Cowboys, Unky Steven makes all the players, including their contracts, a requirement to kick it with Spalopotamus twice a year. So earlier this year, me and my amigo Chris Christie Jr. had the whole team over to play some paintball in my life-size replica of the Alamo, which I call the Spalamo. And I'll be damned if CC Jr. didn't tag Damian Wilson in the eye with a paintball. I don't know if y'all heard about that, but he missed some time over that.
That's what happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. CC Jr. is terrible with the paintball gun, man. It's awful.
Golly, so Romo, Damian Wilson, anybody else?
No, you bet your T's, Junes, because right after paintball, we went back to my personal wave pool, and me and fat-ass Jersey Governor Jr. got into some chicken fight. You musers like chicken fighting?
I don't know if we'd
not
like
really.
It.
Well, I do, and I get on the shoulders of Tyran Smith, and Freeway Closer Jr. gets on the back of Charles Tapper, and about 10 minutes later of intense interior lineman pool fight, and they're both laying on my putting green quality grass having back spasms.
Oh, man.
Both over there getting massaged by my personal assistants, Johnny Manziel Frito and former Dallas District Attorney Susan Hawk. Man, I tell you, Dalrymple gave me a serious butt whooping for that stunt. Probably deserved it.
But all those people work for you?
All three of them, man, Manziel, Frito, and Susan Hawk. Kelly, I've been telling you, I'm rich as hell. Anything I want, I get it done. I mean, I'm the one that got my Scotch South geriatric GM Grampy to draft Dak Prescott, or Dax Prescott, as Junior calls him, and I'm the one who's going to bring it into this one playoff win basketball bunch. Man, what have they ever done? Garrett, Romo, one win.
Wow.
And they're cooked. They're cooked like the escargot that Roosevelt made me for breakfast this morning. No more basketball bunch, man. No more. From now on, just the hooping homies with Dak, Zeke, Dez, and, of course, me, since I'm basically already the GM of this monster, you know? The hooping homies. Kanye shows and hoes, you know what I mean? And Prince Falavelli is out, musers.
All right, Spalding. Well, good luck to you.
Oh, God, that
there
guy.
He is out.
By the way, I think he meant Jerry Jr. calls him Dax, not me, Jr.
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't think you called him that.